Fox News and the forecast coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System Studios, WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Mostly cloudy start with a couple showers pushing on through, and then as we head into the afternoon, we'll get some clearing skies and temperatures climbing up into the middle 60s.
43 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios, Grant, at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
The memorial outside of Chesapeake Walmart continues to grow as people stop by and honor the six people who were killed in a shooting there earlier this week. The shooter is among the dead.
Meanwhile, President Biden, spending the holiday on Nantucket Island, said he's going to come after the assault weapons.
He said so while speaking to reporters on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero.
Governor Glenn Youngkin has ordered the flags in the Commonwealth to fly at half staff in honor of the six people shot to death at the Walmart in Chesapeake earlier this week. Governor Glenn Youngkin said the flags will return to full staff at sunset on Sunday.
Now that the colder months have arrived, Pacham, the Salvation Army, and the Haven are open for people who are experiencing homelessness.
Every September, the first cold snap is when folks really start to approach our homeless services continuum, and the need is very acute during the winter, although there's never really a good time to sleep out on the streets, but yes, particularly when it's cold outside.
If you or someone you know is experiencing homelessness, the homeless information line for the city is 434-207-2328. Virginians have been paying less for gas over the last week. AAA Mid-Atlantic reports the average price of a gallon of unleaded is around $3.38 across the Commonwealth. And in this area, some of the lowest prices include Albemarle County at $3.43, $3.41 in Nelson as well, and $3.43 in Greene County. And of course, Sheetz locations across the area are selling 88 octane with slightly higher amounts of ethanol for $1.99 through November 28th.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 43 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station, welcoming the Trans-Siberian Orchestra back to Charlottesville and helping Toy Lift and the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank at the same time. Find out about our ticket drops all going on next week and the week after that, where you can win free tickets from WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday. We're talking a mostly cloudy start with a couple showers pushing on through. And then as we head into the afternoon, we'll get some clearing skies, turning mostly sunny, and temperatures climbing up into the middle 60s for highs. We'll also be a little bit breezy with wind gusts upwards of 20-25 miles per hour.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.